Blog Talk Radio.
Word, that shit is nasty as hell.
What really is religion?
Operation of the dance world is going to be hard.
Damn, I deleted that shit too.
be sensitive if he's mixed white.
What you want, man? Bible. Now you got bad news or something. No, no, no. Beanie Bean. What's up, Beanie Bean? See? Hey, tell your mother to slow down. She gonna be the size of your damn playpen in a minute. All right, now. I'm at the get a crane to get your ass up out of there. You said what? Oh shit! What's up? Oh yeah, but I forgot y'all got the same name, Brooke. All right, Lola, got you. Don't play with it, son. That's how we on it, huh? Oh boy, that bitch is trash. I hear you talking. Yes. I heard a little bit. What'd she say? Sing it, baby. What's the bitch name? That again?
Yeah.
I'm hearing you and reading, trying to put this together at the same time. I don't know. This is his son's room. I can't tell you because I never asked. Maybe that's his favorite color. I don't know. To be honest, I really never paid it no mind until this very second, but okay. I never noticed that shit. I ain't wrong until right now. Probably this weekend. I probably cook some this weekend on the grill. Probably. I just love the way that shit tastes, man. That shit tastes so fucking good, man. But to be honest, what I'm trying to do, what I need to do, is try to eat a little better. It's hard. So it's easier said than done. But I really want to, like, I've been thinking about it a lot, but I need to chill out, fall back, put enough fruits and stuff in my body. I would have been having my green stuff and fruits and shit, but I hate ordering from Amazon. They don't take the money right then and there. They fucking wait. Like, bitch, hold on to it. So by the time they actually take the money, the day before they ship it, the money is gone. I got something else to do with it now. You know what I'm saying? I don't like Amazon no more. Fucking dickhead. Huh? I can't even hear you right now. But your phone is glitching right now. It's glitching bad. So I don't know what it is. Oh, my bars is up. Well, the top bar is not, but I don't know. Yeah, because I'm about to go live, so I'll call you when I'm done. I'll call you when I'm done. All right? Give me a kiss. Chub Rock. Chubby Chub. What's up, baby? Huh? Oh, shut up. You starting what September 1st? Your portions? Okay. So what you trying to say? Would you threaten me because you're going to drop your weight down and then what? What? So what you saying? So what you said, after that, what, you going to be slutting around? What, you going to be, what's going on? So what you trying to say? No, what you trying, ma'am, what you trying to say? That's how we doing? That's how we doing it? Huh? Nah, I don't think like that, man. Why you always gotta use the shit that I say? Huh? Nah, for you, it's for you, and I want you to get yourself back together. Facts. Do you want the same for me? Huh?
Yeah.
I will hope so. I ain't hearing in a long time, but I do believe you do. Absolutely. I'm going to take it from you. Anyway, listen, guys. What are you looking at? You looking at me? Or what you looking at? It's the wind. Okay? Well, look, check what out? What door? This door? That ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. So you better kiss my ass now, bitch. Yeah, all right. Yeah, let me get out of Yeah, let me go live before you start making me look around and shit. Yo, go ahead, man. Go ahead. Let me get my sage. I ain't got none. But kiss my ass. Bye, nigga.
Oh, my lady.
Peace, everybody that's coming in the building. All right. What's really good? What's really good? What's really good? This nigga 50 Cent up here hitting bitches upside the forehead. All right. Let's wait for y'all to get up in here, man. All right. Now, last night, I did a live stream about the this hurricane that came by. So, I'm up all night, okay, thinking that this damn house is going to fly somewhere in the ditch, somewhere in a goddamn lake front, in the ocean and shit, you know? But that hurricane came and went, like, I swear to God, because, you know, I was tracking it. And it said, like, around, like, 2:30, like, you could actually go to, like, to the Weather Channel, right? You could put in your you know, your city and state, actually, you know, pretty much your location, and the radar would show how much, you know, rain will be in that area or around your area, things of that nature. So I'm thinking about 2:30 something, you know, it's going to get real hectic. So 2:30 something, I hear at the window, I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, I'm staying the fuck up. I mean, when the window shook just a little bit, only did it twice, man. That shit had me nervous in the motherfucker, boy. Okay? And nothing happened. It just came and went, man. So I was really, you know, overly thinking for nothing. So that hurricane came and went. You're going to leave it just like that. Anyway, everybody that's coming in here, man, please make sure you hit that like button while you're in here. Make sure you hit that share button and all that good stuff, right? All right, so we're going to talk about a lot of things today. So let's get right into it. So we already know what happened with, 50 Cent, he threw a microphone and it hit a female, you know, bystander or attending, a person who was actually enjoying the concert. But I've seen the footage, but I'll play it. But the game put, he said, Curtis, your fat ass came to L.A. hitting women. I don't think he meant to hit that female. He was throwing it at the equipment crew, like the you know, the crew that, you know, that the sound crew, and they hit a female, but he bust her shit wide open, and you already know she's getting paid. Oh, that's YG, right? I just really just paid attention to who that's rhyming. That look like YG. I think so. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. But see, he should understand something, man. Did you see him throw the baseball? Didn't he throw a baseball at a baseball game? You know how they have celebrities throw the first ball, the first pitch or whatever? I think 50 Cent actually threw a ball. I'm going to have to look that up. But he can't throw for shit. So, and you throw a microphone, family, see? See, that's what you get, nigga. You don't know how to throw, nigga. And he hit a female right upside of a fucking skull. You know what I mean? A skull. And look at that, man. So you know she saw for like, how much, listen, if that was 50 Cent that hit you, how much you suing for? Let me look in the chat. How much I suing for? You already know, Kareem, what's good? Yo, Kareem, send me some beats, man. I need some more beats, boy. Send me some hot shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Game always been a hater. Game looks for attention a lot, man. Why he looks for so much? No, she ain't getting no little money. He got hit. Nigga, E-man. She's not going to get no little money. Nigga, I'm suing for like 150, 200,000, 300,000. And you know, just that little cut going to the hospital, that medical bill just by going there is close to 10,000. That's off the rip. Maybe stitches, they probably charge a little more, but pain and suffering. I came to you. I came to your concert. I came because I love 50 Cent. And I get hit upside the head with a fucking pig poker. That should look like Charleston White plucked in the forehead. Nigga, just let that pig poke. That look like Charleston White shit right there. That look like his piece of work. He will bop you upside your motherfucking head with the pig poker. That's pig poker vibes right there. Okay? Yeah, probably 500,000. I'm suing for 500,000. $1 million. She can get it because it's his fault. He drew back and threw that shit like a fucking curveball. Okay? 500,000, I take that on the chin. And he probably, but see, we talking about Petty Freddy. We talking about Petty Freddy. I call him Petty Freddy. 50 Cent is petty, son. He's probably going to fight that shit more, but he's petty. He's probably going to fight it, but he's probably going to settle out. What's up, Larissa? How you doing? And everybody that's in the building, peace to y'all. But he's a knucklehead, but I think he's going to settle out. I hope he does, but he is so petty and competitive, he's going to spend some money before she ever sees some money. You know what I'm saying? Miss Music, what's going on, love? How you? I'm all right. Glad to see that you're okay. But yes, that girl. Yeah, I'm good, goddammit. Shit. I was in here nervous. Adalia. Fucking Hurricane. I'm in here like this. I took a couple of shots of this frisk fucking rubbing alcohol liquor. I had two cigarettes left. I'm like, God damn. It's 2:34 a.m. The rain is coming down hard and shit. I hear. Just the wind, I'm like, all right, this is it, nigga. Let me put my pants on, put my boots on, and hold on to the wall, nigga. I thought that was it. I thought I was going to be swimming with the fucking raccoons and shit over here and end up in the cornfield, because cornfields is literally right around the corner, across the street, nigga. Okay? I'd have been over there with Jeepers Creepers, nigga, right in the middle of a cornfield. But I'm glad it just went by like nothing. So I'm happy about that. Okay, because I thought it was it. Yeah, Dahlia had me drinking. That shit made me take a few shots, nigga, out the bottle cap. Okay? But anyway, this is messed up, you know what I mean? And I don't think, she deserved that, but that sound crew fucked it up. So we're going to talk about Bootsy and a couple of things, too. So I just use 50 Cent as just for the title. All right? So we're going to keep it moving. We can come back, but we're going to keep it moving. But game. Yo, this look like some thawed out piece of chicken for real. But let me get off that because they ain't got no clothes on. But listen, I'm not shooting no, throwing darts at motherfuckers. But I'm just saying that look like the chicken I got thrown out right now. I got four chicken breasts thrown out right now. And look like a part of the family. But anyway, we don't go to Charleston White. It was something else I wanna. You know what? What should I do? Because I wanna I'm gonna play even the old videos that I did on Boosie and his child's mother. The shit is, you know what's crazy? What he said about his daughter, he said that about his daughter 5 years ago. The same exact shit. So I'm gonna play that. So I already got it queued up. So we're gonna go there in a second. But wait a minute. I said this about her earlier. Let me get this out of the way. She got a fat ass, so I'm not even gonna hold you. Okay? All right, she got a fat ass. I mean, she's swollen around the colon. It was something that she put up earlier. It was this right here, right? And I had something to say. I ain't getting no likes, and that's fine. But this is her looking like a battle cat. Like, this is straight. No money, no wig. She, no bonnet. That is a shower cap. Okay, that is a shirt from the gas station. That is her little sister's poom-poom shorts on. All right? So this is what I put 3 hours ago. I said, look at you hoes co-signing this hood rat mentality. This is exactly why dudes treat y'all the way they do. I'm going to put how they do. I put y'all. I stand corrected. So call so-called bad bitches or so-called good girls with hood rat tendencies. I like Suki, but if this all you bring to the table, then these little girls are doomed. Y'all raising chicken heads, thoughts, and I said shut buckets. God damn it. Slut buckets or smut buckets. The reason why I did that, I said, you know what, let me read the comments. We got Lola Brooke. You are like 2'1" in height. I can fuck you and put you in my pocket, okay? Lola Brooke, she's a little cute. How you talking? But pay what you do, pay what you do, pay. Bitch, I will plunk you and you will be hurt. Bitch, stop. Why are you talking tough? Yeah, you from Brooklyn. It's all good, Brooklyn in the house. Oh, come on, baby. I can put my dick in you, but it will come out your ear. That's how short you are. But that'll be a good, sight to see. This is a sidebar. I'm very special. And I know I was dropped on my head as a little kid. At least that's what I think. I would like to fuck a midget one day. Okay? That's old enough. You can be young with the big head, but then you have some little ass. I don't give a fuck with nobody. Fellas, kiss my ass right now. I won't fuck a midget. But let's keep it pushing. I'm going to be all over the place. But I was just reading the comments. And these are women here. I'm not going to dwell on this because I don't, you know, this is sensitive. And ladies, if it don't apply, let it fly. If it don't apply, let it fly. But look at all these women. And I just opened up the app, babe. Well, damn, says you could pass me the brother. Hey, crazy, that makeup dash is a wig. You got the right. See, these, look at that.
These booty all over. Some of these girls all of that, bitch. You know my motherfucker, they ain't having, baby, bitch. You don't hold on, I'm not telling. Right, it looks like a baby daddy, bitch. Yeah, real thick. Pregnant by your baby daddy, bitch. It real life, real thick. Real ball, like it, when you want to fight, it will beat you up out your baby daddy, bitch. Real. Fuck them, suck them, cook for them. Real. Lick that ass, too. Real. Suck his dog, bitch, too, bitch. Smart his booty hole, suck up his blood, all of that, bitch. You know my motherfucker, they ain't having baby, bitch. You bent hole, I'm not playing. Right there for your baby daddy, bitch. Yeah, real thing.
I like a female who is nasty like that. Ladies in here, if you suck up coming all that shit and spit it out on the dick and suck it back up and swallow it and all that stuff or spit in the garbage, I like shit like that. All that shit, that's right up my alley. But like, this is what she brings to the table. Ladies, do y'all want your daughters like being brought up or being influenced by something like that? I would hope not. So it's like, look at that. This is how I will, this is, look, I'm not going to play the violin, but this is how black women has been reduced to. A Sukihana.
Tell me about your baby daddy.
Mind you, the things that she's saying that what she would do, that is cool. We like that, but certain, it's like you keep that shit in-house. You keep that shit in the house. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you telling the world the shit that you do. Yeah, Joe, I'm not praying about him right now. Like, this is some real smut bucket shit. And again, ladies, see, men, we have to thug it out. Blemishes and all. It is so amazing what makeup and a wig can do to y'all bitches. It be looking like Blanca out here. Steely from the color purple. Thank you, Faith. I'm glad I'm okay, too, because I was in there rolling. Nigga. I went to sleep late. Shit, I don't care. I'm a city boy. We ain't used to hurricanes. We ain't used to hurricanes. The last hurricane, I swear to God, we had was in the late 90s when we saved my boys from being shot up in the fucking lobby. Shout out to my brother Scooby. We had to save niggas because Riri and Asiatic from Fort Greene, they was coming to kill niggas. That was the last hurricane I remember being in, and I'm just being real. So when they said I'm in this little-ass town in North Carolina, I'm like, nigga, I'm about to be swimming with Jeepers Creepers over there in the cornfield. So I was fucking nervous. So I'm glad I'm here to speak to you today. My brother in there sleep all calm and shit. I'm like, this nigga, he is used to this shit. Okay? But not me, not them. But I say this in closing on this bitch right here. In closing. Listen, on some real shit, this is what our women been reduced to. I'm just saying, give us a balance. And they pushing bitches like this out there. Lola Brooke, I fucks with her. She got some bars. She's saying something. Glorilla, the bitch is slow as fuck. She do. I think I saved it, but she actually looks like Young Thug when she was saying people think I look like Young Thug. She is all. She looked like a horse in the face. Okay. And look, again, Girl Cole. Shorty from the Bronx that did the Ludacris move shit over. It's a couple of females that spit fire. What's that girl? Something. I think she's from Houston. She's thick as hell. What's her name? Something Matey. That bitch is bad as hell and got bars. I even like Cash Doll. She ain't all that stupid shit. I like Cash Doll too. Salute to Cash Doll. Bitches who saying something. These little scallywag bitches. I love a hood rag chick. Shout out to the goddamn cash from the clip. But come on, family. I'm gonna leave that. I'm gonna leave that alone. It's just amazing what makeup and shit can do. Man, we got a raw dog this shit. You understand what I'm saying? And y'all talking about y'all keep it real. Ain't nothing real on you, honey. How are you keeping it real? You're lying to yourself. When I wake up, I wanna see no makeup and I wanna see that wig off. Let's see. If you got cornrows, at least your head can go down to your shoulders with the cornrows. I can understand that. Maintaining your natural hair, it's a lot. Gotta use the juices and berries, soften it up, the texture, the course, the fall ether, whatever you want to call it, the goddamn level of how coarse your hair is and shit like that. I get it. But I want us to take a shower together, baby. Get your face sweat. Let me see if you look like Tony Danza under the motherfucking makeup, okay? So y'all know who y'all are. So kiss my ass in advance. We're going to go to Boosie right after this. This dude, Governor DeSantis, an oak tree fell on his mansion. And thank you, the ancestors, because he deserved it. And you, did y'all see that speech we were speaking about after the mass shooting inside that Dollar General whatever store, and the people was booing him. And guess who tried to come save the day? A cool lady to try to shut the black people down. You see that? We always have to. They will fight them. They will fight us. But you know what I'm trying to say, because I'm thinking too fast. But they protect their masses. We got to go through them. Before we even handle them, we got these coons out here, man. Anyway, let's go to Boosie. All right, let's go to more comments. All right. Oh, I'm going to get on y'all with this shit in Houston. Whoever is in Houston in here, I got something to tell y'all niggas in a minute. All right, should we go ahead? Let's go ahead first. And everybody, if you haven't hit the like button, hit that like button while you're in here. Thank you for joining. Hit that like button. Please share that I'm on and all that good shit. Now, this little girl has the face to be slapped, right? No little bad little knucklehead bitches. Excuse my language. I take that back. That's somebody's daughter. I take that back. But she has the face to just like the, you just want to slap. But that's not that.
She broke off from a
poor
nigga
too. I don't
even know what that means. I love my name. I love my middle name. And I,
that shit kills me. This shit, the hand gestures, that is the black woman all day. She is just too grown to be talking like that. And let me tell you something, black people. I love y'all to death, especially my black women, especially the black women. Okay? I love you. Okay? But let me tell you something. These names, Dominisha, listen, man, Dominique, and a nigga, and a bitch named Tisha, Dominisha, we have to stop this shit. Shawata Tika, Quantavia, all the fucking names, you know what the fuck I'm talking about, okay? Shantavia, and all these fucked up ass names, when we gonna stop doing, and it's always the SH in the shit, right? Sean Taniki. Get the fuck up out of here, okay? But let's go to this video right here, man. I can't with our black people. I love y'all to death, but these names, y'all have to stop this shit, for real. Shit. All right, this is from 5 years ago. And see, look at the title. Little Boosie threatened to black in his daughter's eyes. His baby mother exposed the audio. Boosie responds. So now, again, I think this is the same audio from 5 years ago. This is more than 5 years ago. Well, no, it's not. It is. It's all right, let's play it. I said, no, it's not. It is. You know I am special. But at least y'all love me anyway. Let's listen, goddammit.
She was five. You know, your uncle got killed by your daddy. Like, that is nothing I could have told her at the time, even though he got acquitted. Because, you know, it ain't what the streets have.
My bad, y'all. Last interjection. Word, that's your name, Miss Music, Shantavia. I said that. See, look, tell your mother I said, man, I appreciate her naming you that, man. Your father's name is Sean, and your mother name is Tavia. I don't know. Let's keep it pushing.
They go like, what you could prove. And whoever's saying shut up, just get off of it because y'all made it. But here go one of the false house kids told my baby.
You want to know
hold on, they got some more, y'all. So this is y'all, this is y'all father of the year. This is how he talked to his daughter about blacking her eyes and knocking her teeth out of her mouth. This is what he does.
So that means she was 11 years old. Wait, hold on. So if anything, if she's 16 now, so that means she was 11 years old when he was saying this to his daughter. That's crazy. Let's keep it pushing.
And when you think about it, when all this going around your children, you just think, I mean, those kids that seen him call his mama bitch.
Hold on. Faith, you got to call in. I already have the phone lines already on. So, Faith, call in. What you mean by Louisiana knows the truth? I'm here. Karma has no respect on God. Call in, sweetheart. Can you call in? The number right there. Let me see what you're talking about. If anybody have any thoughts on this situation, call in. The number's right there. The phone lines is open. What's your thoughts on that, Faith? What's good? Are you talking about, as far as the baby mother's concerned, being a thot or... you know, putting him through some shit because she fucked his homeboy too. I think they had a threesome or some crazy shit like that. I can't play the oh shit, can I play the song? I don't wanna get no copyright, but y'all heard the song that he did, this and his fucking daughter and baby mama. That's kinda crazy. But Faith, I don't hear nothing. What's good, girl?
They let us see how we down to work it. That shit ain't cool. She had to have all the AC units put in her house until she got her central air hooked up and working. He bust one of our.
Go to another video. Hold on, I have that. Matter of fact, I go to the hold on. This is another one that she did too. So I'm gonna go back to my history. Right here. Let's listen to this one.
The devil is alive. I know God got me, and everything I speak is like real fact. I've always been a humble mouth. For those who wasn't, you know, in the live yesterday, a mock is considered the mother of a child. I have never been labeled as a DM, so let's clear that first. I am a mock, okay? So basically, of course, everybody came sending these messages and sex alerts or whatever, and screenshot the shit Booster said about me being a flipper with the heads, the tails, the ass, the... Y'all saw it. Y'all know what the fuck you see. So basically, I'm like, okay, wow. I was fucking with you when I was 14, 15, and 16. And whoever got the heads down got to tell where I was. And a dead man can't tell. We can't let it bleed. So how can your words, how can Torrance's words be that credible when half the shit he rap about is not true? Literally. The shit he rap about is bullshit. That shit he even seen his cousins do. That shit, he's never lived that type of life. This nigga used to be in the choir when his grandfather was a preacher. He's at church every Sunday. Like, I don't get it. But I mean, you know,
now,
I started, he started.
Now, it's 18 minutes, so this is for those who probably never seen it before, so I'm going to let this rock all the way out. But it, just because he was in a choir at a young age, that don't mean he... you know what I'm saying? Everybody has a good side, and then they gradually turn into a fucking knucklehead. So I'm not going to necessarily believe everything that you're saying, but take note that... I'm on nobody's side, by the way. Objective in the middle. But you... I'm not going to take her side, but if somebody knows somebody, you know, and they know them more than what the world do, because the world is on the outside looking in, then you should take some, you know, take some of what they're saying true, I guess, but they can't exaggerate to make themselves look good and make him look bad. So I don't want to necessarily say that he ain't lived nothing that he say. So, but who knows, but let's keep it pushing, goddamn.
The shit, and I'm with the shit. I go to walk any time of the day. I keep my armor shit on by God at all times. But you know, I had to speak on that about the Liberty situation. Because you know, I'm a real bitch. If that would have happened to me around that time, I'm 15, 16, when I was drugged, because I don't remember it. Or did y'all rape me and I still didn't remember it. But I mean, y'all can go back and let him know the thing in the coming to me. He was supposed to bend it, sued about that, for even saying my name. But you can never prove, because he never said the last name. So now that he spoke on it, y'all fans who watch me can let him know. Yeah, that lawsuit coming soon, since y'all say I'm so bitter. But what I don't understand, how can a mother of a child be so bitter and still let their child go visit their father? Of course, it took a while, because I waited till I got custody of her before she went. So when she called and say, Mama, come get me, I would come through the gate and go get mine with my paperwork. Since everybody wanted to know why she had this problem with the woman, I don't put my child in it. I don't even discuss her father around her when it comes to the shit we got going on. In Tori's eyes, me and her father are the best co-parenting people she knows, because that's what she sees. So we don't do anything negative in front of her. So let me clear that up. And as far as me being a bitter bitch, I'm not bitter. I've never been sour. Let the niggas tell you, I'm sweet as candy. True story. But, you know, that shit ain't cool to just go bash your baby mama, then you lie, and a dead man can't talk. And speaking of a dead man, I really hate to put this out there. I mean, but it is what it is. Since people won't speak facts and telling me, texting me, he won't text my phone and say speak the truth. I can't speak on who Bleak was laid up with when he got that phone call 2 days before he got killed. But I do know she advised me that Boosie went off and told me he gonna get him touched. So why Marlo stood on a trunk and asked that bitch your why Bleak was in? Come on, man, y'all be sitting up there putting shit together but not really doing it the real street way. Just think about it. He rap about Lil Ivy. I didn't really Ivy in most songs than Bleak been in a Boosie song. He don't even really speak on Bleak. He was supposed to keep his name alive. Bleak should be in every song he make if you love him that much.
I forgot she said all this, so she's trying to basically say that this nigga he done killed his best friend, allegedly. Marlo, Mike, Marlo, Yellow, and all the kids Boosie destroyed. I have kids in the car. All right, so how long is it going to take you, girl? Shit, I understand. I definitely understand. Because I definitely want you to drop some tea. You know what I mean? Pour some tea in the cup, goddammit. But look, they say, again, this is all allegedly, that this dude been putting bags on niggas' heads. The dude named the nigga Mike. If I'm not mistaken, the young nigga that was bodying niggas for him. You know what I'm saying? So he was just putting bags on niggas' heads to get them killed. And the same nigga that's supposed to be your best friend fucked you, you know, they supposed to have fucked her together. Or he probably was fucking her behind her back and you mad. She's pregnant, that's probably your kid. You don't know if that's her kid, his kid, or your kid. And you get the nigga touched. You know what I'm saying? Allegedly. So that's what she insinuating. The shit is crazy. But it's a lot of stories about Boosie. And I'm not going to get into all of that. But if y'all want to hear the rest of it, press 1. All right? Let me know. I'm going to press 1. I'm going to press play, though.
But he should remorse by taking care of his family, of his sister. I can't speak on his matter. I don't know what he do for his matter. But, you know, that's the remorse he showed for getting his best friend killed because he went about a Cadillac truck. And I guess he didn't move when Booster wanted him to move because everybody that know Booster well, he's very controlling. And if anything don't go his way, it's going to turn out bad. Plain and motherfucking simple. And so like I stated when I went picked up my daughter, May 13th of 2017, he specifically told me that I would never see a dollar of his money. That's fine. You're right. I would never see a dollar. I would see more than that. And you can say it's about the money. I don't give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, we got DNA on it. So technically, me and him supposed to be supporting her. I do my part. I have 3 kids, 3 baby daddies. I don't count on now one of them. All of my kids be straight. But when you got this rich, big-headed motherfucker you're dealing with, and he like, you do so much, yeah, she needs to be exposed. You don't do nothing for your daughter. As a maid of 2017. So, of course, my lawyer filed for me to get child support because I'm entitled to that. But what was the holdup and why I didn't get a court date so fast is because we couldn't find his property. That's the first thing they look for, to get a person's address on their state, their property, or their mortgage. Yeah, they go through that. They couldn't find no because his private tax is not even paid for. You building on shit, well, your private tax is not even paid on the shit. A nigga had to find him through a utility bill. That's how my lawyer got his address. And that's why he got served and got to be appearing in court next month. So that's where the anger come from his side. I'm not mad. Like I said, I'm pissed. Because I had to watch that shit when my daughter was crying on my shoulder saying, well, Mom, you know, I didn't do my daddy nothing. Why he doing me this? You know what I'm saying? When all of the schools started last year, he ain't send nothing for Tory. And then people want to call me a thief. I always kept a good job. But at the end of the day, if it take me to go in that bitch and get a uniform and I ain't got it, I'm going to get it. Plain and simple. Of course, it took a while for God to take that from me as far as stealing. I mean, I was young stealing hundred bowls and white shirts. He was calling me a thief then. We ain't had rides. Shit. We used to stay in that hot ass blue Cadillac full of pills. When he used to whip up on sickle mode with my mom and my brother that used to be up. And then at the time they snatched his chain out of shenanigans, you called me crying? What I'm going to do? But I know what you wanted me to do. You wanted me to call my brother. So I did. And he handled it for you like a real nigga would do for their sister. He did it on a string of me. Every nigga that way. We done been picked up a lot of times. Just like that 1 week we on the head when the advocate picked us up because you had wrecked your truck off of Prescott by the fire station full of syrup and had to go hide in my grandma's house. You had to go hide in my auntie's house for hours because the police was canvassing that bitch. I don't know what lie you came up, but you did end up getting your truck back. And then we moved on St. John, living a happy little life or whatever. You know, everything was going fine. But like I said, when he cannot control you, you know, it's a straight cutoff mode for him. And then my thing is, don't get me wrong, I do not put my daughter in nothing because I'm tired of people saying that. That's why I can continually repeat that. I don't put her in nothing. If I was a bitter, dirty bitch, she wouldn't be up there now because I have full custody of her. But I'm not about to take that from her because she loves her daddy. So, of course, I'm going to let her go for the Christmas holiday and for the summer break and whatever break they have. If I feel comfortable enough and I have my paperwork to back it up, yeah, she's going. That's the only time she can spend time with her siblings. And I meant to say siblings because it didn't come out right. As you can see, I got big lips. Y'all been sitting in it. But don't get me wrong. Who don't want to go to their dad's house? Fuck, if I was this shy, I want to go. Y'all do a lot of shit during the summer for them 2.5 months. They may not see you much because you hustle, you grind, and you provide for those that you want to provide for. So, yeah, you do be busy, but it's a lot of shows your children can attend. But you claim you got so much money. Why the fuck when them children come out there for the summer, they got to ride vans? Why they can't catch flights like you do to come home to see daddy, Papa Smurf? You Papa Smurf. You can't send 60 children on a flight? How'd that go? But you got it. You rich. You a real rich nigga. Send them children on a flight. They tired of riding in a hot ass van for 7 months. I'm sorry, 7 hours, not months. 7 hours. And then you want to talk about an account. That is a show you ain't got your business together. You send your money to county to give the people who are supposed to get child support through a Chase check. If you had an accountant, an accountant would be dealing with it. Come on now. Don't do that shit like that, man. Stay real facts, man. You doing that shit bad. And that shit done pissed me off. I'm mad. Fuck it. I'm mad and I'm mad and I'm mad. However you say it, I don't listen to this music. Because he ain't made a hit since he been on. And speaking on that, yeah, my daughter made you bother. Before you went to jail and did your time, you was on there doing shows down south. When that little girl got on that bitch and saying, I told y'all niggas my daddy was coming home, everybody wanted to know who that little girl daddy was. That's when everybody upstate started fucking with you. Man, you in Atlanta, where everybody be. And you on your page asking for features? They should be asking you up. Them boys know not to fuck with your pussy. You the police, man. See, I'm talking about warrants. Talk about that one you put on me. You called the detectives and told them that. You put that charge on me. You played the police, but got a phone call for 12. You fucks with 12. You need to remix that bitch, because you fucks with 12. It ain't fuck.
Now, this is a lot. Like I said, the majority rules. If y'all want to hear the rest of this shit, y'all press 1, press 2, if not. But some of y'all say she is miserable. Some say that she is just a bitter baby mom. I think both of them they definitely play a part in this shit. She could be bitter. I'm pretty sure that she is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she's saying she got a job and all that shit. This kind of stuff. She's going to do what she has to do. I respect that. But at the end of the day, you know you wish you had some of that bread. You wish you was there. You know what I'm saying? You know, enjoying the fruits of his labor. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, who's to say Boosie is not who she says she is? And what other people say he is? We don't know that. You know, and again, I'm not taking no sides, but we have to look at, we only know the rapper. But we don't know the actual character of that rapper, right? But I will say, I'll say this. They said that she, when he took the car back, right? Let me just look in the chat real quick. All right, we got more ones. All right, let me say this before I press play then. All right, so let me just say this real quick. So she, the daughter Tori, I guess that's her name, is a little bad, smart mouth mother effer, right? So she was with her dad. Her on the screen, the baby mom was in a car accident. So the daughter wanted to go help her mother out to go get her, pick her up or whatever, take her to the hospital or home or whatever. And what they're insinuating is he got mad because he wanted to leave her and go check on her mother. So if that's true, that's wild. And he actually said some of that. Matter of fact, I'm gonna pull it up when I press play. I'm gonna look up the Vlad shit. I'm gonna play the video. I'm just gonna play the audio. All right, let me press play.
12, what you do? You fuck with them people. With that old fake ass shit, man. I'm so tired of this shit. Cause, I mean, y'all really be on the outside looking in. And then the part that fucked me up, when children are entertained and doing this and that for the summer, and they not coming home to their same shit. Yeah, the judge gonna look at this. Cause a child's life supposed to be balanced. I'm not saying I'm so bad for the ages and a mule. I'm just saying it should be comfortable enough. Don't give me this comfortable now, but it shouldn't be no struggle. And everybody go through them. Everybody that's on here come in, wave aid, and doing all this. Everybody in this struggle. Ain't nobody like perfect. Ain't nobody doing none of this to get no money because that's already going to be granted to me. Little do y'all know. And then you talking about 40 acres. Why you ain't been your mama house back there? Why your mama said I live out Greenwood Springs? Because real talk, if you got the money like you got, technically, no, you don't have to take care of your baby mama, but you do got to help with the household because the mothers are the diamonds of the parents. Meaning, they are the ones that take care of your child when it comes to bathing, feeding. Yeah, in a way, I should be on food stamps and Medicaid. You should be provide enough for all that to be handled. But yeah, I get food stamps and I get Medicaid. I ain't got money like this. And I ain't gonna still be a life saddle. I got a nice 3-bedroom house and a 2018 Honda. And it's stable enough for me and my kids that I got a good ass job. They pay very well. But at the end of the day, like I say, when they go to court, yeah, the judge gonna order it. Fuck on like it. And then that shit get on my churn with that shit get on my nerves with churn getting in the dog shit. Cause me being the type of mama I am and how I'm set up. Yeah, I'm pulling up if you disrespect my child. But at the end of the day, if I see my child is trying to get in any mess I'm in, I'm going to let her know you're out of order. You're a child, stay in a child's place. I'm not about to let my child get in any beef that I got going on with another female. Then don't go like this. But then as soon as a nigga gets to talk about a nigga daughter or son, then I'm going to be wrong. But yeah, you on there calling me bitches. But I'm ignoring that because you're a child. And I hate to fuck over you and your mama. Real talk. Because a nigga do be trying to change their life or whatever, and I'm still in the process. I'm not perfect. I'm in the process. God tells people it's a process you go through. Some things happen overnight for certain people, but believe it or not, they struggled before they got there. What's she talking about? I'm going to have to look at some comments later. I'm speaking right now. But yeah, I don't like this shit. That shit ain't cool. How the fuck your churn go and draw a whole summer doing this and that? You really doing the shit for them that we can't do. And can't no baby mama besides me the mock. But
now. Hold on, that's a great ass question, but I have, it all depends though. It can happen. I'm not gonna. I put it to you like this: the only way you can have a good ass job and pay well and still get Medicaid and food stamps is if that person fucks with you like that, understand your situation, and they have their own business. They could say they you make this much per hour that will be under the limit or the restriction barrier, to whereas you make too much to get food stamps, and they pay you the rest under the table. Trust me, I know people who do it, and I should never say that, but it's possible. Don't ever get it twisted. It's always possible. It all depends, but let's go.
None of us ever say we can build a fucking soccer thing, a basketball court, a none of that in our backyard. Ain't none of our yard that big. We all say still live in Louisiana. You can get all this dirt in Louisiana, and you still got all your children, mothers here along with the children. That just to show how less of a nigga you is. You done did too much envy, or you said to come to this bitch.
Hold on. I don't know if that's you calling in. Is that you calling in, Faith? Or if that's the illest thing in Nebraska, let me see. Because hopefully this is Faith. Faith, you need to call in since you from down there. Area code 402.
What's up? This is the illest, man. This shit wild, Mike.
Go ahead.
You hear me, brother? Well, I'm just going to put it like this, man. Boosie too old to be entertaining that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he got too much loot. Then, you know, she talking, you know, somebody be fucking with some people and shit. I mean, Boosie already got some shit on him, and he's still out here acting like, you know, nothing fazes him, or, you know, he gonna be all right. So maybe it's some truth to that shit. You know, but I think as a grown-ass man, some shit, man, you just should not entertain. And that's just right. My opinion on that, brother. You know, he know what he was dealing with when, you know what I'm saying, when he met the little chick, you know, when he, you know, talking about they ran trains on her and all this type of stuff, man. See, I think it's so much more deeper than... it is more deeper than just the baby mama drama and the sex or whatever, this and that there, because, you know, this shit here would have been squashed or, you know, wouldn't be as open as it is, you know what I'm saying? So she seemed like she was trying to set him up when she was asking him about what you did to my brother and all this type of shit, you know, so somebody got that type of hate for you, man, and trying to set you up, bro. I mean, you gotta close your fucking mouth and keep it moving, man. You want to take back the car, fine. You know, that's your prerogative, man. But as far as getting online, speaking, and putting your personal business out there, man, let her do all the talking. Because if you don't entertain it, then who gonna believe it?
That's right.
That's just my point, man. Anyway, man, I'm enjoying the show, man.
You make good sense. Let me say this before you go. And when they had that, I guess, threesome in the train on her, you came in her, brother. So you already knew
yeah.
what type of chick she was from the word go. And you still came in her. And you and your best friend did that. So who's really at fault here? That's my
fool. And Mike, listen. He said, I'll listen to, I don't even remember what track it was, man. But he said, yeah, I made a lot of mistakes. I was raw dogging, so they were young and tender. So, you know, that was his thing, man. That was his thing. He was raw dogging the hell out. That's why he got all them goddamn children. Because they were young and tender, and he was raw dogging. They were fresh. He said that in his song, man. So, I put everything on this motherfucking ass.
Yep.
You know, and then, hey. You know, like I say, bro, he's been doing a lot of police shit as of late, so she might have a point on that shit that this nigga, you know.
Break that down for those who may not understand what you mean by he's been doing police things lately. Let me know, too. Go ahead, goddamn.
Well, Boosie, you know, he's been on that shit talking, you know, real niggas don't sit down and talk about personal shit or certain shit that happened in the street. I just seen also a vid where he was talking about her brother, so-called brother, whatever. And, you know, remember when he was on Gangsta for saying that he ratted somebody, he was telling on dead people? Well, shit, he's doing the same thing.
Right.
He's doing the same thing. He bringing up old boy name and stuff, man. What's his name? Tony something. I can't remember his name, but yeah, man. You know, he just even with that, then you around here, you know, you got a lot of shit with you. With you know, your name caught up in a couple murders around here. You know, allegedly. You know, with Duke the Jeweler, Mo 3. You know, man, there's a lot of bullshit this nigga been doing. Then who rides him? Who? If you on federal papers, man, and you know you ain't supposed to have no gun, Nigga, why would you be in California, man, with the pistol hanging out your motherfucking pocket? I don't give a fuck if it's fake or not. You know them boys looking at you, they coming for you, they've been pulling you over every other day. So, you boots have been slide. What nigga you know get off a gun charge and they'll convict the felon? How many nigga you know got off?
And get bail. And that was the fed trial.
And get money, exactly.
That is a little question.
Hey, man. I'm a 504-225-318. You know, I'm all that. You know what I'm saying? You can hear it in my voice, man. I just live up here, the illest nigga in Nebraska. But, yeah, I'm born and bred down at that motherfucker, man. And niggas be doing police shit down there, too. So, Boots ain't excluded.
Hey, man, the illest thing in Nebraska, man. Thank you for calling in, King. You already know.
For sure, man. I hit you up on your app, man. Throw something to the platform now, man. Y'all do the same, man. Show some love to the brother platform, man. You be giving us that heat, man. I'm out.
All right, peace, man. Thank you. Thank you, King. One.
One.
Shout out to my nigga, the illest nigga in Nebraska. Hey, man, you made some great fucking points, man. That's why I'm waiting on Faith. Did you put the kids up? Lock them in the closet or something, goddammit. Call in, Faith. Shit, are we there yet? The movie? Because you said you're in the car with your kids. Where y'all going? I need you to call in, man. Because I heard about some shit like that with Boosie, too. Allegedly has something to do with Mo 3. I don't know if y'all remember a live that he did. I think I erased it. This is from like 4 years ago. Somebody said something on his live stream, like somebody in the chat. And Boosie was like, yo, find out where he did that, put a bag on his head. And something like that, whoever the person was, they wound up getting shot at some shit. Wasn't some young niggas? And, yo, I can't remember. It's just coming to me right now. This dude be putting bags on niggas' heads, man. So it's a lot. I'm going to play the rest of this. Then we're going to go to that his interview he did. I'm gonna play the audio, and this is for fair use only. So I'm gonna play the rest of this though.
And why you at?
It's almost over. 3 minutes left.
And your mama and them here. And then you wanna talk about my mama on drugs? She's a recovering addict. That's on her. That has nothing to do with me and my child. Anything you should have been praying for, cause you didn't have a parent that was on drugs. You forgot? Yeah, your daddy died of AIDS because he used to shoot in his arm. He used to shoot drugs in his arm. That's how your father died. Tell the truth. Stop fucking lying to these people. That's the part that's pissing me off. Stop lying, betraying the person that you are and you're not. You're not that person. You don't even have a fucking nutritionist in your house. The only thing your girl cooks for you is spaghetti and, that's it, forget it. She don't know how to bake the tilapia with the lemon and just put the herbs on top of it like I used to do. She don't know how to monitor your blood pressure. I'm the bitch that got you your first blood pressure machine when I found out you was a diabetic. I'm the one who got you that very first pouch to keep your insulin in along with your syringes, keeping you clean and healthy. Girl, buy it and you can leave. Your favorite queen, bad, get the fuck out. Like I said, don't come on this bitch and do all this if you don't want to hear the truth. And then you want to talk about T-Bay like you love that woman so bad, man. You throw bleach on your mama. Matter of fact, let me go back. You put her out after I can't got my daughter because she was dumb. And my thing is, they had nothing to do with your mama. That was between me and you. You had to put your mama out for them. And then you want to come down here when that shit was going on between you and Sequoia and that boy ain't steal your motherfucking money because IP addresses don't lie. But at the end of the day, that shit had happened over a year ago when that $300,000 came missing out your account.
Wow.
But no, you can't fuck with Capital One because you was broke. You needed that $300,000. You needed it. And then your mama still works? Who does that but you rich? My mama wouldn't be fucking working. She sure wouldn't be standing in the house in Baton Rouge. She'd have a big-ass house right on them 40 acres I got after the property taxes are paid.
You just stood in your mama's yard before the shit cleared out with the quarry and bust the windows out that lady's house, man. And you spent her time and bust the windows out of her house. Who does that? And then you want to apologize after anger. Because everybody know how you is when you're angry. You do some dirty, evil shit. Bitch, I think you pray to the devil. You're evil. Look at you. You look like death, as black as you is.
Oh,
you was never that motherfucking black. You was black. But you wasn't that motherfucking black. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. I am who I am. Ain't nobody gonna change that but God. Ain't nobody just...
Lord have mercy. That was a lot. You're absolutely right, Ms. Music. That is crazy, man. Let me play this real quick. Let me go to another screen. I'm going to play the interview, short interview with Boosie talking about this. Give me a second, all right? Let me go ahead. Everybody, hit that like button, y'all. Hit that like button. Illest Nigga in Nebraska, thank you for donating to the platform, King. All right? Fellas, you listen, man, forget Steve Harvey. You can't trust nobody. I know when your girl at work, your girl says she's going out, it's ladies' night. This is the only image that this is the only image niggas be thinking, yeah, you at the bar doing that. I mean, you know what, let me get off this motherfucking picture, man, because shit like that. Driving niggas crazy. Right now, somebody about to call her girl at work. What you doing? What you and Hot Nisha doing right now? Anyway, let me play the interview right now, all right? I'm playing it off my phone, so y'all just listen to it, all right? Let me know if you can hear it good. Can y'all hear that? Again, fair use. Let me just show this real quick. Hold on. Let me just show this before I press play again. Let me just show this real quick, y'all. Just be patient. All right, I'm gonna keep this on the screen. Let me press play.
That night will be
eventually link you to that person forever, right? Forever.
Yeah,
and
true.
Even when that child eventually turns 18 and the child support stops, that is still the mother of that child. You still have to maintain some level of relationship with that person. So if anyone who you not want to be connected to for the rest of your life, think twice. Always think about it.
Send them in the field, so don't have them on that gram doing all that. Like they really like that. The boys ain't seen no blood. The boys ain't never swim with no sharks. Nigga, I have a shark in the water. Fuck wrong with a nigga, man. Shit be pissing me off, man. Shit really piss me off. Fuck wrong with a nigga. Yeah, tell the real, nigga. I'ma speak the real, nigga. I'ma tell the real. Nigga been told me I need to expose that story because nobody else ain't gonna expose it. Nigga scared to really tell the real story. Fuck, I ain't scared of no nigga, nigga. It's up forever with me, baby. That should be pissing me off, nigga. Bring your nephew and sit on that grandma. Nigga be pissing me. Saying all that gangsta shit, not been on nigga since I was little. But I know one thing, a nigga don't bring them boys in the field because they know it's real out here. Shit, man. That shit really be, I don't know why be letting that shit make me mad. What they be doing on Instagram live and Instagram. That shit really be making me mad. It be getting to me. I don't even know why I let it get to me. Real shit, man. That shit be pissing me off. Yeah, nigga, Trey wanted to sign it. And Boost ain't wanting to the phone. He was acting like a bitch. Why I stop fucking with him? Then he try to come to shenanigans and bring a nigga a pint of third. Yeah. Nigga won't throw shots at me talking about some happy birthday, this is real head. Man, nigga never, nigga know I've been calling myself head younger before G died, I've been saying head younger. And that nigga know you went did a little jokes, and now you won't come home, and now you won't do all that. Come on, my nigga. Nigga be pissing me off, nigga. And that nigga washed up. That nigga ain't got nobody. Fuck wrong with you, you better go get some niggas out of town. Nigga ain't gonna, cause nigga on here can't fuck with me. Fuck wrong with a nigga. Yeah, nigga, no, I stand on 10, I stand in nigga Texas. I'm the youngest one out in Canada. From OGs to any of my age to older niggas, I stand in nigga Texas. I don't care what nigga says, I'ma test you. Yeah, nigga. Fuck wrong with a nigga.
All right, here's the other one. Her name is Cashflow Rail, something like that. That's the one I was going to interview some years back. Her right here. But she was too scared to do it.
Around him, the time that been in his house, I've seen so much shit that you wouldn't even fucking believe. And that's why he's trying to kill me, because he didn't want me to go public. He didn't want me to go public. But God saved me. That's why I wasn't on fucking social media. And I'm still going to get off of social media. I give up on this music. I'm done. Fuck it off. Fuck it off. This thing has been a part of my life for no reason. All them fucking videos and shit that y'all hear about this man, that shit is fucking real. Are you hearing me?
Now that's crazy. And the reason why I'm playing this, right? The only reason why I'm playing this for the simple fact that we get in one narrative and things of that nature. Just want to have a broad spectrum on, you know, the whole situation. And it's always for those who may not have seen it. There's another video that she did. And then I'm going to play the little, what's his name again? Little Ivy. And then, we're going to do our sidebars and then get up out of here. I do want to see that other video that she's done. All right? Give me a second. Cachet Royale, whatever you want to call it. All right? But everybody, please make sure you hit that like button in here. Oh, shit. Wrong thing. Right? And, it's crazy. Badass put a hit out on, Boo responds, put a hit out on her. He responds to that. I'm gonna play that too. There's the other one where she's in her bedroom. It's another one where she was in her bedroom. I remember this shit like yesterday. Damn, what's that? Milk or snot? All right, I don't think it's on there. All right, I don't think he's in there, but I will play him responding to it. It's only right. It's short, though.
Oh, yeah, I know in Waco, we looking for artists. We trying to sign somebody tomorrow. Waco, Texas, tomorrow, we trying to sign somebody. Trying to see some motherfuckers perform. We trying to find artists, man.
How they act outside them doors when they're in school and so forth and so on, You are the reflection of them. So that girl then just, the way she acting and the way she's talking to snap on her neck and snap on her motherfucking fingers and all that crazy shit, she ain't just get that shit out the blue. That shit came from inside the crib. You understand what I'm saying? And she shouldn't be out here talking the way she do. So the mother has instilled something in that girl for her to be that way, so disrespectful and talking like she's grown. At 16, I was a pain in the ass, but I never really came out my mouth to my mother. My mother hand speed is quickening Hagler and fucking Sugar Ray Leonard. And she used her fist too. Like, my mother was no joke. You understand? And I never really talked back to my mother. If I did, I ran outside the house. So it was like, you had to watch your fucking mouth. I can't just come to my mother and tell her about certain things or whatever. That's grown folks' fucking business. Who are you? Shut up. Speak when spoken to. You understand what I'm saying? But that house is toxic. That where Tori lives at, not saying it's all toxic, but she's picking up her mother's habits. And by him saying, I will black my daughter's eye, you shouldn't even go that far with your daughter. That's straight up disrespectful. So that goes to show who she's learning these attributes from. But anyway, I'm not going to talk your head off. It's 13 minutes. Shout out to Dose of Mystery. Make sure y'all subscribe or whatever to the channel. This is Intellectual Property. We're gonna watch this. Everybody, make sure y'all hit that like button, share, all that good shit. All right? Let's get into it.
April 2nd, 2005. A Baton Rouge native and upcoming rapper by the name of Ivy Smith was in anticipation for the night to come, known to his peers in the music industry by the alias Lil Ivy. Everyone knew that night was about to be something special, because that night was before his birthday, April 3rd, 2005. Lil Ivy was a long-haired